Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, we are all artistes, although some of us are better than others.
Plus, the cat people are taking over again. 4.2 is almost here, and our iPads mobile, some people say, not really.
All that, plus an engrave, or two, or three, on iPad Today.
Yay! iPad Today is brought to you by Audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. And by Hover.com. Hover is domain name registration and management that's simple. For 10% off your new domain, go to iPadToday.hover.com. And by Slingbox. Watch your favorite TV shows when you're away from home with Slingbox. Check out Slingbox at a Best Buy near you or visit slingbox.com/twit. I'm Leo Laborde.
I'm Sarah Lane.
Hey, we're starting to get good at this. Like this, maybe we could have a future in this business.
Oh, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Okay. It's only show 18 after all.
Wow, 18 shows. We're now legal.
Yeah, if we were only 18 last week, we would have voted on Tuesday.
Oh, did you vote?
Yes.
I did too. And wasn't it cool?
Ya voté.
Is that what yours said?
Yeah. It said, I voted, ya voté.
And it said in Chinese too, because you're in San Francisco.
That's right.
So it had all three languages.
It's the three.
Yeah.
Yes. We're a trificial county.
Right. Here in the Sonoma County, just said I voted with an American flag.
It should, okay, well, yeah. Good enough.
There you go.
It all means the same thing.
It's all the same thing.
Of course
thing.
I voted,
did
yes.
You, and did you check in on Foursquare and get the I voted badge?
Yeah, but I didn't get the badge.
Oh.
I checked in like three times. In fact, people were like, got it.
Yeah. No badge.
But no, I didn't get a badge. And it's weird because,
Painful.
I mean, it was a registered voting polling place, but whatever. It's not the end of the world. I don't need a badge.
I absentee voted. Didn't even go to the polling place, but it was near enough that when I checked in, it said, oh, you're here? And I said, yeah, and I got a badge.
Well, that seems fair. Yeah. I mean, voting
I voted.
Is voting.
I voted. So let us talk today about, now, is this your idea or did somebody vote for this?
You know, since day one, Leo, people have been saying, well, why don't we do art apps? Why don't we talk about painting apps?
There's I've made a lot
this,
of it.
I've made this cool art. They've sent us emails. Yep. They've written in. Huge campaigns, not really, but you know, the idea is that people love using their iPads for a variety of artwork. There are a lot of apps out there, just like there are a lot of photography apps, and in fact, there's a lot of crossover between the two. Hold on, I'm about to sneeze.
Ready?
Okay, it's passed.
One. Oh, shoot. I hate it when that happens.
This might happen throughout the show. Battling a cold a little bit. But yeah, so we've gotten so much feedback and ideas about art apps that it seemed like it was time. And in fact, we're going to kick it off with one of our viewers, David Kite, who said, yeah, I really want to show an art app. So I saw the email and it's like, yeah, we got to do that. But then he sent me a link to a Flickr set of his that showcases some of his art using the iPad and a variety of apps. There you
go. So these he's done on the iPad?
Yeah. So that
wow,
one.
Wow, so that's really cool.
I know. So if you click on a specific photo and then you go down to the description, he'll tell you what app he used.
So he uses a variety of apps.
He uses a variety of apps.
But
and
look
I mean,
at this. I mean,
it's really
you
good.
You wouldn't think you could do this with your finger.
No. Or an Alu pen, even.
Yeah. I mean, these really look like they're done in real media. And I guess that's one of the things that's kind of cool about the iPad and iPad painting programs is this one looks like it's done with pastels. He had one that looked like it was done in pencil. There's one that's pencil or ink.
Right. I know. Some of them have got the graffiti look. Some of them have definitely got that sort of pop art look.
So we should really have him.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Because
David, you're clearly very
talented.
Crying
out loud.
And I said, is it okay if we show your art on the show? And he said, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I did notice that one of David's more frequently used apps is something called Art Studio.
Art Studio. That's how he did this kitty cat picture.
Yeah, for example. I mean, that is really good. And Art Studio. So I thought, okay, well, I'll download Art Studio and
how
see
how do the pencil
the
one? Now, this is the robot and pencil. He did that with Quick Sketch.
Yeah, which actually isn't something that I even played around with yet.
Yeah.
So that's another one for anyone who's interested in David's work.
And then he brought it into Sketchpad Pro to add color. So this is a valuable photo stream. It's Auto Artist on Flickr if you want to look, and you can really, I think, get a sense of what these programs are capable of.
Right, because he doesn't have just one style either. I mean, he does, you know, like the lion photo is very different than the flash.
Don't you hate people who can draw?
Ugh, they're the worst.
I hate. It's like somebody who can play a musical instrument. I hate them too.
I know, I'm madly jealous of them.
Just jealous, not hate. Yeah. Jealous. So this quick sketch gives you kind of a nice little sketchy feel to it.
A Neapolitan.
It's Kuvik, Q-V-I-K sketch.
Yeah, Kuvik?
Kuvik sketch? Kuvik sketch. I love it.
But so for today, if we want to look at Art Studio, which is what David said, hey, if you want one app, this is the one I really, really like.
Oh, and you are such a natural
artist.
Well,
I'm very good at this, obviously. This is Art Studio. And let me bring up, be quiet. This is good.
No, wait till you see my drawings.
Let me bring up my brush settings so you get an idea of this. What Art Studio is, for anybody who's kind of like, you know what this is? The modern Mac Paint.
Yeah.
Wait, if you were a kid or an adult and you used to like Mac Paint back in the day, very, very similar idea because it's good for people. I mean, if you've got talent, this is an incredible tool and you're going to love it. But if you don't and you're like me, it's just a lot of fun. You know, you're drawing stuff. You can use the paint bucket. You know, I guess it's got a Photoshop type feel, but it really kind of is more of, you know, it's painting, it's colors and kind of silly stuff. So I can change my brushes, I can change my color, obviously. It uses layers, so it's got that Photoshop element. You can import photos to use to draw on top of, or what you can do is you can import photos and, like you were showing me before the show with another app,
yeah.
You can create a artsy type filter for the photos. Now, and then what Art Studio also has, which is really nice, is lessons. So, for example...
Oh, that's kind of...
Yeah,
neat.
So if you're kind of like me, where you're like, okay, I can't just doodle all day, but I'm really not good at this. You can go through maybe like an animal tutorial, and it'll kind of help you to maybe put together a rabbit and get an idea of what's going on here. You can, you know, if you were going to do some sort of like symmetrical feel, you can... can draw these sorts of things. This is what reminds me of Mac Paint so much, because when I was
like
a little kid, I would sit in front of my uncle's Mac and be like, look, it's the same on both sides. So the possibilities are endless, obviously. Brush strokes and colors and filters and all that good stuff. It's everything that you would want and a lot more. And it has a sort of neat you get good at it. It's like the little, if you do a three finger click, then you can... you can change certain settings or clear layers. You can also move the image around with two fingers or zoom in.
That's pretty neat.
Or zoom out. I know. Yeah. I mean, I am like the worst artist in the world, but if you're good, although I feel like I've kind of just drawn a rib cage.
It's very, well, it looks like it's elephants maybe. Dueling.
See, I have a little purple heart.
Dueling elephants.
A square. Or did dueling you, elephants.
Did you ever do kid pics when you were little? I think you're probably the age.
What is kid pics?
It's a Broderbund drawing program for kids that I think really turned them on to drawing in a lot of ways. And I think, I see kids with these iPads all the time, little kids, and I just think this would be a great program.
It's awesome. I mean, it's, Art Studio, by the way, is $2.99, so $3. And it started as an iPhone app. And you look at this, and on the iPad, I've never used it on the iPhone, but it's like, oh, gosh, the iPhone seems like it would be so frustrating because you have so much less real estate. But some of you may be familiar with it for the iPhone, but there is an iPad enhanced version as well. Of course, you can save the photos and send them to people. It's good times.
Yeah. This is Art Studio for the iPad. And by the way, that Quick Sketch Pro is 99 cents. So it's a simpler program. I also found a very interesting program that's specifically for kids. This is called Kid Art for iPad that is very simple. You know, just big colors, you know, swatches, simple tools. So in my opinion, kids would do fine with any of these programs. But if you wanted to something that was a little more kid-specific, that'd be a good one. I'm going to show you what also started with the iPhone. In fact, was shown by Steve Jobs on stage, I think, and early on in the iPhone development. A New Yorker cover was done by it. It's called Brushes, and it is also a very fancy program. Let me see. Is this going to be? So you can wait. Let me. It started up with something that I don't. I guess this is. Okay,
I think
good.
You just start.
I guess if you're used to the metaphor, let me go back to the gallery. If you're used to the metaphor of pages and the iWork suite, That's what was confusing me. That's kind of the, oh, here's your gallery, and now you can draw. I think there's a lot of similarity between these. And truthfully, I don't know enough about drawing to know, you know, what tools, what features you might need. This seems very similar to the Sketchpad Pro program. So, you know, I'm not sure. What I would look for, though, if you know, is the ability to do different brush styles. And, of course, mm-hmm. this has that. The ability to make your brush bigger or smaller. I think this has that. These are kind of fundamental things. This is transparency. I'm just not good enough to really be able to use this in any intelligent way. It does have undo, and I think that that's fairly important for somebody like me. I can go back to my original painting or redo it. You see, I can do layers, which is something that I think yours does not have, and I think that that's something that a lot of Photoshop people are interested in.
No, Art Studio does.
It does? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, that's kind of where it's cooler than some of the other art
layers.
Apps.
You know, if you're a Photoshop user, layers might be fairly important to you. That's called brushes, and it's kind of the king of the hill, you know, in terms of illustration, I think, for the Mac, and probably because, you know, that New Yorker cover was done in it, and it got a lot of attention from Steve Jobs and others.
I think Steve Jobs also probably likes it because it's got that Pages feel, too.
Yeah, yeah, it does really feel like it's part of the iWork suite. What else you got?
Another app that is sort of similar to brushes, I would say. So this is something that I drew like in about 2 seconds.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Live Sketch. Now, I know that
that's really good.
I know this is nerdy and it's lame and, you know, it looks like a, you know, a bad card. But I mean, I was, and the photo is a little bit blown out because this is on white. In fact, you know what I could do? I could, what it would be neat. I don't know how I import into Live Sketch because I drew it earlier, and then I know I can export.
While you're doing that, I'll let you figure that out. While I'm going to briefly show, because our Art Studio developers put this up, the Art Studio website, iPhoneClan.com, with example drawings. And I think it's always inspiring to see the stuff that people are doing on their iPad or their iPhone with these programs. It's pretty amazing. Now that's a little bit more like you might do.
Ha ha! No, those are cool. Whoa!
Yeah,
that's a creepy one.
Yeah, some of them
that's
are neat. Very simple, and then some of them are just really, really quite remarkable.
So instead of showing you how to import something into Live Sketch, because I actually don't think you can, I'll just show you. So this is like okay. So let's change the background so it's easier for us to see on this computer. This is just me drawing sort of a, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing. I always go back to flowers or trees because it's like the only thing I can draw. But this is a long time ago, Leo. I don't know if you remember. We featured a video of a Japanese artist drawing like a anime woman.
You know what?
Woman.
This is the program for me. I mean, look how good that
looks.
Well,
because I'm just being a nerd here and it actually
But it kind
creates,
of is smart about what you're doing,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it's all based on the touch of your finger. And so, you know, more pressure will make something darker. And by the way, it doesn't have to be black and white either. You can change the color of things. So like maybe
now,
in the middle of my...
Remember after we watched that video, somebody told us, well, it's not pressure... Because the iPad doesn't sense pressure. It's how much of your finger is on the screen. The more a finger on the screen, and it can sense that, the more points
right,
on the screen.
Right, yes, that's good. That's
then it says that's pressure, which it is, I guess, because you're pressing harder.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And I know.
Sarah, you're an artist.
I'm an artiste, very much. I was
this
born
is gorgeous.
To do this.
So what's the name of this one? This was the one for me, I think.
This is called Live Sketch HG, $1.99.
Wow.
$2 Chuck. And this is great. And then what you do is when you're done, it's simple. No layers. It kind of does one thing in a variety of colors, but does it well. And when you're done, you save it. You know, if you press the export, you can either save the image or you can send an email like, you know, I sent my little flower miss you email to
So one thing
to a special
that's clear
earlier.
When you look at these three programs is that there's some programs that have a lot of features like layers and import. And there's some features like this Live Sketch, which really is more about just a quick doodle or a quick sketch on there. And
yeah.
Yet, I think for me, this makes more sense. I'm not the professional.
No.
This would be exactly the program.
In
that
fact,
I would
Art
with.
Studio is, you click around. I mean,
it's
I did a bit of a disservice because I'm not really an artist.
Me too,
but,
with brushes.
It is overwhelming, and it's something where you go, like, wow, I could do all sorts of things, and if I have some time, and maybe I was under pressure, and someone's going to give me $1 million, I'll put together something nicely. But really, something like Live Sketch is better because...
Right.
I don't have a lot of talent, and it makes me look better than I am.
I love that. You made
like
a nice
Instagram.
Little card. But you made a cute little card, and I thought that
I made a cute little card that
One more I'll show you. This is Artista Oil HD, and this is this is what you were talking about, where it's taking a photo, an existing photo. I'll take a picture of my daughter as a baby. I've used this before for Instagram.
It's a cute one.
And it will then paint it in a style. They have, you know, the Renaissance painters, they have the Expressionists, they have the Impressionists. So you can take a photo and turn it into an Impressionist painting kind of automatically. Now, you probably can't see this on the screen as well, but you can see the brush strokes.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the oil. It really took the original, which is more of a regular photo, and turned it into a painting. Of course, you can fine-tune it. There's all the parameters here that make it more or less.
Depending on if it's someone's face, you don't want it to get too distorted necessarily.
Right.
But for something like this.
And you can have different borders so it looks more like a canvas. So this is something for people like me who are complete idiots but want to take an existing picture and make it look painterly, make it look like a painting. You know, this would work great with Instagram. You could take this, what looks like a painting now.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and I could save that out.
You can print it, put it on your wall.
Yeah.
And then it really looks like a painting.
Yeah, isn't that neat? So that's called Artista HD.
Nice.
And that is kind of a little bit, not exactly a painting program. That's for people like me who have no talent.
I know the feeling. It's funny because I've held off on the art apps because I kept saying to myself,
we don't know anything about
it. I'm going to spend some time and I'm going to get good and I'm going to impress everybody. And the only thing I could do is draw a flower.
I liked the I Miss You. I thought that was good.
Thank you, Leo.
I thought you did a very nice job Sarah Lane.
I think it's the thought that counts, as we all know, with friends who have kids and all of their bad artwork is up on the fridge. It's the thought that counts.
I'm going to paste this, post this on Instagram, this crazy thing I did of Abby.
You should.
And then people are going to yell at me.
People are going to go, we've seen this before. It just looks a little different.
Yeah, right.
What's going on?
You didn't take that in the iPhone.
Too many babies.
You didn't do that in the iPhone.
Yeah, because you complain about that when other people do.
I know. I'm bad.
So speaking of people who are better artists than us, yes? Ever heard of an artist named David Hockney?
I love David Hockney. Now, when we showed you the New Yorker issue, it had a David Hockney cover, and it showed him drawing it.
So David Hockney has been around longer than I've been around,
and he's been a couple of years.
I think he's like a year older than me.
Yeah,
he's been a highly respected artist, and has certainly used mixed medium.
Yes, he's done Polaroid pictures, I know, with some of his art.
Yeah, photographs and everything in between. He actually has a current exhibition in Paris using iPads to display his artwork.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Made on iPads. And in fact, we have some video of kind of the way that it looks and what his inspirations were.
I'm sure we do.
I'm sure we do somewhere.
Somewhere in the vault.
Where it is.
David Hockney using an iPad. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here is the venerable, esteemed David Hockney.
And I thought, there's a kind of irony here. To look at a lot of them, you need an old-fashioned exhibition.
Look at all these.
The other great new thing in it is the distribution of the image. That is profoundly new.
That's what I like about Hockney. He's
the
thinking.
The fact that I could make a drawing of the sunrise at 6 a.m. and at 7 a.m. send it out to 20 people. That very morning, they all liked it. They said, well, at 8 o'clock, look, if there's a thing from me, press the button, they get a very fresh picture.
Is he drawing on the iPad?
He's drawing on the iPad.
And sharing it.
And sharing it on the iPad.
That's pretty neat.
So it encouraged me, okay, I'll do another tomorrow. And remember, if I'd just had a pencil and paper by my bedside, the sunrise wouldn't be that interesting.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So he's kind of going, listen, there are different ways to make art. But this gives me a way to make art that I just can't achieve even with a pencil and paper and my skill, my raw skill. So he's got artwork that he's made on an iPad, displayed on a variety of iPads in this big exhibition room where people can go up and pinch and zoom out. and load other. There's more than one image on each iPad.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
This is where I've always kind of been a fan of his. He's very modern and experimental, but he's a great artist too.
Yeah.
It's kind of a neat combination.
Extremely talented, and it's always nice to see somebody who's obviously been in the art scene for so long go, great new medium, love
iPad.
It.
Going to draw with the iPad.
Let's do it. Since we're such good artists and we've displayed such today,
I am a good artist.
I'll upload my Miss You artwork.
Would you please put that on Instagram?
I'm not going to put that on Instagram. That's so embarrassing. Maybe I'll put it up on
really
my Flickr
good.
Stream and
yeah, because people
and
could
add
use
the link
that
in our show notes.
And by the way, a lot of people in the chat room say they miss you too.
Aw, thanks, chat room.
I don't know
hope
why.
I see you again soon.
You're here.
Yeah, we're all together. What's to miss?
All together.
So I'll add that link into our show notes. I don't know why, but if you want my Miss You picture, then you can have it for free. I won't even make you pay. And all the links to all the other apps that we mentioned will also be on our iPad Today page. That's at twit.tv/IPT. That's where you can watch this episode, past episodes, read notes, get links, get ideas, and fall in love with us over and over again.
Miss you.
A quick reminder that we do record iPad Today live on Thursdays. If you're here with us now, then you already know this. But if you're not, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 1:30 p.m. Pacific, and I believe 7:30 a.m. if you're in Melbourne, Australia, because somebody asked me the other day and I did a little calculation because you're 18 hours ahead of us. So check us out live if you can. And if not, our show goes up within 24 hours or so afterwards. In fact, I'm going to try to cut down on the lag time between live taping and...
Do you edit this?
So Jeff does
Jeff
most of the heavy lifting. And then I go through and
thank you.
You're welcome.
I had no idea what happened to it after we were done.
It's like, I could just, I don't know, make something up and I think you'd believe me.
I would believe you. I believe everything you say.
I'm glad. And if you have app ideas of your own, again, we're not good artists, but we did art apps because you wanted them and you gave us so many good ideas. You can email us at iPadToday@twit.tv.
Our show today brought to you by our friends at Audible.com. Great place for audiobooks. 75,000 titles strong. This should just sell itself, in my opinion. I just love Audible so much. Right now, half off on 1,000 unabridged books. But I'm going to tell you something better, how you can get an Audible book absolutely free. Forget half off. How about 100% off? All you have to do is go to audible.com/iPad today.
100% off is good value.
Actually, I got that wrong. Audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. And so you'll be signing up for the gold account. That's a book a month. And the first month is free. The first book is free. Cancel it any time. And you know, Sarah, I always spend a lot of time trying to find a book that you might like when I go through Audible. Like, what would Sarah like? And last week we talked about Keith Richards' biography.
We did. Yep. You know, he really did snort those ashes.
Whose ashes?
His father's.
He snorted them.
Yeah, you never heard that whole... Everyone said, oh, that's a myth. That didn't happen. Keith Richards said... No,
oh, yeah.
It did.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, he said, I spilled a little bit of it, and I felt bad, so I snorted it.
Snorted it up.
Yeah. Now he's in me.
There
you have it. Sorry, I didn't ruin anything, did I?
I thought this might be a book you'd like. Sex at Dawn, The Prehistoric Origins of Modern Sexuality.
Do it up, baby.
I don't know why. I just...
Sex at Dawn? I'm asleep at dawn. Leave me alone.
Yeah, no, really. I have to say, I like books about anthropology, like how we got the way we are.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
And this sounds really interesting, doesn't it? How we got the way we are in any respect. Now, if you want something, now there's of course a lot of fiction. Here's one you also might enjoy. I know Eileen would enjoy this. Chocolate Wars: The 150-year rivalry between the world's greatest chocolate makers.
See, I didn't know that there was a great rivalry between.
You know who wrote this?
Who?
Deborah Cadbury.
Oh,
so I have a feeling she's going to have a little, you know, prejudice.
I'm sure. Now, Cadbury isn't what I consider the best chocolate around, but I'm sure back in the day it was pretty
Could have
low.
Been.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Yeah, well, there are a lot more now.
Our friend Nick Bilton, who's been on Twitter, he's a New York Times writer and one of the most modern people I know, wrote this book, and this is actually one I would listen to. I Live in the Future, and Here's How It Works, Why Your World, Work, and Brain are Being Creatively Disrupted.
Is it because we have too much coming in and we can't focus on
anything?
No,
it's good. He's one of those people that says it's a good thing.
It's a good thing,
it's
is it?
It's a good thing.
Crazy Bilton.
He's actually making his art. He says the world's been going to hell for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always this fear when a new technology replaces the old. But in fact, this is an exciting time. And this is something I've thought for a long time. This is really good time to be. I mean, look what people like. See, David Hockney could say, I'm a professional. I'm an artist. I work in paint. But these iPads, these aren't. That's not art. Instead, he embraces it. And that's the thing is some people, and I think the people who watch our shows, embrace this change and say, well, what does this mean? How is this going to change my life? What could I do that's exciting and new and different and good?
Yeah.
And that's what this book is about. If you are interested in the future and what it's going to bring, this is a great choice. I Live in the Future. Here's How It Works. Nick Bilton wrote it now. You can get it for free. Or any one of 75,000 other titles, go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. You know, the only hard thing is picking that first book. But the good news is you get another next month and another the month after. If you've got a long commute, you spend time at the gym, cleaning the house. How about this one? Oogie, the dog only a family could love.
I love him.
Look at him. He's cute.
Or her. Not sure.
We don't know. And Oogie could be either.
Oogie.
He's cute. How about this one? Anthony Bourdain's newest. Medium Raw, a bloody Valentine to the world of food and the people who cook. Have you read any of his stuff?
I love Anthony Bourdain. I watch his show, No Reservations. But the problem is he's a real meat lover. So a lot of his stuff just doesn't apply to me.
Listen to his voice, though. I just love his voice.
Wild boar pate en croûte, the narrow area between force meat and crust, filled with clear, amber-tinted aspic.
I'm hungry!
Wait. Me too.
He's got that great New York thing going.
He does.
Audible.com. Audiblepodcast.com to get it for free. Audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. Well, what I do is I go to audible.com, browse around, find a book, then go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today and sign up. We love Audible.
And tell them we sent ya.
By the way, it works great on the iPad. In fact, there's an Audible app that it's an iPhone app, but it works great on the iPad.
Yeah.
Your whole library's there.
Is there anything that I keep thinking about the idea of people who are interested in the future and people who kind of.
Futurists.
Yeah. I guess that's what you call it. Is there anything that you don't want to evolve? Because sometimes, like, I have Audible I've gotten on board with, but much more recently than I'd like to admit, because I had an issue with not.
So you were resisting it.
I was a resister. Yeah, I like the old books. I like the smell of them.
I love books.
I was doing that whole thing.
I still buy books. Look, you were talking earlier. I've just bought Daisy Whitney's new book.
I love Mockingbirds. The cover of that. Isn't that great? It looks really nice. Yeah.
She does
Congrats
this week
to
in
you,
media.
Daisy Whitney.
Well done, Daisy. And I just, you know, she sent me a note. It turned out it was a form letter saying, you're in the acknowledgments. So, and she said, would you please buy a copy? So I said, yes. Thank you for putting me in the acknowledgments. She said, well, I didn't mean you.
Oh, it's just like my family and friends.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you're part of that?
Apparently, I'm not, but not me by name, I guess.
But you know what I think I had to do was, instead of me saying, you know what, I like books the way the books were intended, in the hardcover and the, you know, the dead trees or whatever, it's like, I finally let go of that and said, yeah, nobody's stopping book presses.
Right.
Yeah, I can still buy a book if I want. Now I just have about 50 ways to read this book or listen to this book, and that's a good thing.
I still buy a lot of books. I love books, but I also like to listen.
Yeah.
You know what? It's like my mommy. I like having somebody read to me. Like my mommy.
Yeah.
And that's what Audible for
me is. Or Anthony Bourdain.
Or, he doesn't sound like my mommy. And then I said to him, get your hands out of the foie gras.
Good meat.
What's been going on in iPad land over the last week?
You know, the Gold Master's out to developers, Leo.
Which means we're close to 4.2 for the iPad.
Which means we are close.
Close to folders, close to multitasking.
Close to what else?
Close to changing the GD button. From the orientation lock, which is what it ought to be.
I wasn't going to say anything. By the way, we got a lot of feedback from you guys. Some of you agree with me that, hey, not the end of the world. You can still lock your orientation. You just got to make a few clicks. And others who agree with you who say, this is ridiculous. Why change something that isn't broken? So, again, it's. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, but Steve Jobs is willing to answer for us.
I'm sick of Oogie on him.
Pipe down, Wolfie.
Oogie boogie woogie. So you see Mark Zuckerberg kind of did. I don't know. Is this a diss or not?
So yesterday Facebook had a mobile event.
It's mobile event.
So that was, what, Wednesday? Tuesday I was saying to everybody, I think it's going to be a new iPad app because they don't have one
yet. They don't have one.
They're ripe for one. It would make perfect sense. Well, maybe they'll talk about something else, but that was my best guess.
Yeah, well, you weren't alone. In fact, that's one of the first questions Journalists asked Mark Zuckerberg,
are you building an iPad app? And if so, when is it going to be in our hands?
Mark, iPad's not mobile. Next question.
Oh!
It's not mobile. It's a computer. That's like different thing.
I think Apple would disagree with you.
Well, sorry.
I kind of like that's. I'm liking it.
I'm not.
You think it's not? Well, it is mobile in the sense you carry it around, but it is more of a computer. I mean, a laptop's mobile.
Why are they mutually exclusive?
Well, I'll tell you why.
It's a computer, and so is your iPhone. I mean, they're all computers.
Even though Facebook is like has 500 million users, and it seems like it's bigger than God, they have a limited, like everybody else, ability to develop, and they decided, well, we're not going to, you know, because you have a browser on here.
Yeah.
And frankly, Facebook on the browser is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do they really need an app?
Many people who buy the friendly browser, which
like
is really
friendly.
Just the mobile version of Facebook anyway.
Right.
By the way, there's an update. If any of you were thinking that it was somewhat limited, now you can upload stuff from friendly.
But wouldn't you be better off? I mean, I because you recommended friendly, I did download
I did.
It and I use it.
Yeah. It's not perfect, but it's the only thing I've got. So I do use it.
You know,
it.
One thing I don't like about it, it's doing it again. It's asking me to log in all the time.
That's because I don't know why. I have no idea.
I like how you started the sentence. I wasn't crazy about how you ended it, but I like the. Well, that's because I don't know why.
Yeah, no, that doesn't do that to me.
Yeah,
in fact, let me go to friendly right now. Actually, it may because I did recently update it and I haven't launched since on this.
Let's just see.
Fine.
Let's just launch your
friendly.
Launch your friendly.
Where
baby.
Are you friendly? You're not being
see,
very
Facebook,
friendly.
See Facebook. I just log in on Safari. And I get the Facebook.
And I get the friendly.
And it's the full version.
See,
so.
I'm all good.
Oh, yeah, you logged in.
I'm all good.
That's it.
I wonder if you...
Oh,
I
no,
mean,
see, it's going to do it. Watch.
Oh.
It's going to make you...
Oh.
Wonder. Meanwhile, there's Mark Zuckerberg. Meanwhile, there's... I don't know what's going on.
You know, I have to hand it to Mark Zuckerberg for wearing a tight t-shirt. No, and his propensity to sweat profusely.
Is he 4 inches tall? How tall? He's short.
Well, maybe the people next to him are very tall.
Maybe he like only hires tall people.
Maybe he's short
he
and
he looks short
tall.
And pugnacious.
Pugnacious.
Doesn't he?
Well, so here's the problem I have with his answer is, you know, I know that they made a movie about the sort of odd way that Mark Zuckerberg talks to people and answers questions. So I get that. It's, you know, that's part of his charm, I guess. But someone says, hey, are you making an iPad app? And he's like, no, iPad's not mobile. Next question. It's like, well, he knows that that's a somewhat of a flippant answer and not really true. The iPad is like the most mobile thing.
I'm kind of with him, though, that mobile doesn't mean you pick it up. Mobile means it's a phone. And in this,
that's what mobile means, that it's a phone.
I think so. And in this case, this is because Safari does such. By the way, how do you like my new Facebook fixture?
I don't like it.
Doesn't that look like me?
Looks like you got to unbutton your belt.
Because,
not too far, of course.
Because Safari does such a good job with Facebook. What he's saying is, look, you've got a full browser, 640x480 browser. What do you need?
He could have just said that. See,
well,
I don't think
he came back later and kind of said that.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
But see, look, I posted that picture that I did.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, on Instagram.
I just think it's a little bit. I mean, I think it's. I don't know. I got to disagree. I don't think mobile means phone.
Well, you know,
in fact, all these tools are being built because the phone is kind of archaic.
Well,
I know that you need a phone for certain things.
Phone form factor. Phone form. Well, I don't
this
know.
This is a phone form
I
factor.
I think Facebook has the right to say, no, that's not what we mean when we say mobile. Obviously, it's not what everybody means,
yeah.
But he has the right to say, no, we're talking about phone apps here
right.
today. And we don't think you need, what he should have said is, you know, the Safari Facebook experience on the iPad is so good, we don't feel like there needs to be an app.
That would have been
a much more
sufficient answer, and people might have been like, oh, disappointed, thought that there would be an iPad app announcement today, but probably it wouldn't have gotten so much attention. You know, well, what's the over-under you think on them actually working on an iPad app, and they just don't want to talk about it?
I believe that this is why I kind of like
he's
Mark.
Being serious.
I think he was very candid. I think he meant it.
Yeah.
If Steve Jobs says that, I'm thinking he might have something up his sleeve. Not Mark. Mark, you get the feeling like, well, first of all, he's wearing a t-shirt. He doesn't have any sleeves. So he doesn't have anything up his sleeves.
We have short sleeves.
Well, they're short. I don't think there's much that could go up there. Maybe a pack of cigs. I don't know. So I just feel like, no,
some
they're not going to do
deodorant.
They're not going to do an iPad announcement. I thought the announcements they made were very interesting.
They are. And in fact, I worry a little bit about Foursquare. But that's a whole nother discussion.
That's another discussion for another day. We'll do that on Net at Night. Why don't we on Tuesday? How about ya?
All right. You guys
Meanwhile, we've got a tip. No, join us. Come in and sit down with me and Amber and we'll talk.
Okay.
You, me, Amber, we'll talk.
Okay. That sounds good. We got a viewer tip, and this is what some people would call a duh tip, but maybe you haven't thought about it before, so I'm not going to say that necessarily. This is from Serge Garboyan. I hope I'm saying that right, Serge.
I think you are.
He writes in, "Hey, Sarah and Leo. I recently went to Oklahoma City and was amazed that I was able to use my iPad as my boarding pass. We'll find United Airlines. You and I know about this.
Yes.
We just went to Vegas and Tom and Eileen used
iPhones. Now, there's modern. See, I was saying.
They gloated up and down the block about that.
Yeah. That was, what airline was that?
It was also United.
United.
Serge goes on to say, I was nervous. Never done this before, but I want to know if it was going to work. So I went through security. I handed them my ID. They scanned my iPad. It's just an email that's sent to mobile devices. That allows you to use your cell phone or your iPad as your boarding pass.
So you're saying United trumps Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm saying that in this case, the iPad is very mobile and convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just
mobile lowercase m.
Whatever.
I'm sure we'll hear from our lovely viewers, and they will tell us.
They will tell us. Yeah. What do you guys think? You guys. One thing I got to say about our viewing audience and our listening audience as a whole is, boy, do you guys have opinions.
I love that.
Mm-hmm,
don't you think
too.
That's great?
Yes.
I think we actually encourage that by you and I fighting so much.
Yes.
That we're giving them the space to disagree.
I'd love to say that we're just putting this all on, but we actually hate each other.
Yeah, no.
So it's not an act. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, Serge.
I hated you since Tech TV.
Ah!
You stole me, Kevin Rose from
Deport,
me.
Laporte. Yes, I stole Kevin Rose from you.
Now I'm starting the rumors.
So if you haven't used your iPad as a boarding pass yet, and
you can use your iPhone for it, though. That's what Eileen and Tom did.
Yeah, so iPhone, iPad. It's if you've got both, then maybe you don't need to use your iPad. But if you're only carrying your iPad, remember that. It's a really good little trick, and it'll save a tree.
Also, here's a holiday tip for you.
Yeah. So did you know, this is also kind of a duh tip, but I didn't know about it, that you can engrave an iPad?
I did.
This holiday season.
Free.
Or for any reason.
No.
Yeah. You get free engraving, and it's a two-line thing. So if you just say add engraving when you're going through the App Store, and you write, Sarah Lane sucks, and on line two, she stole Kevin Rose from me.
I don't think I should really engrave
that. Make sure
that.
You capitalize all the words, because that makes sense.
It's a
then,
title.
Then that is her badge of shame. You know, it's kind of like
her
Scarlet
And then
letter.
I give it to you.
And then you give it to me as a gift.
And I say, Merry Christmas, Sarah.
And I say, Leo, thank you so much.
And then you turn,
and I turn it over and go, yada. And then you win, and I get a free iPad.
Look
so.
What they, you know, I mean, you think I'm crazy, but look what they put as their suggested engraving. Thanks for all the love, free food, and... Oops, wrong picture. Thanks for all the love, free food, and advice.
Well, that's weird. I guess some people give
Freudian.
You love, free food, and advice.
That's a little Freudian. Maybe that's for your mom Mother's Day.
Well, yeah, I can't... Yeah, maybe, I guess my
mom gave you free food, love, and advice.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah. In all different orders.
She didn't charge you for lunch.
No.
No?
No. Certainly not.
My mom did.
My mom still gives me free food whenever I'll take it. She's making me cookies.
Free food.
She's a really good mom.
No, my mom, I will get a call from mom. Mom did not charge me for lunch. I will get a call from her. She calls me. Sometimes she misunderstands things I say and calls me. The other day I was doing the Daily Gizwiz and... we were doing a coffee tasting. And I said, she thought I said it's weak and bitter like my mother, and called me. And it
what
wasn't.
What do you mean?
I have to listen back to the recording, but I'm pretty sure I didn't say that exactly.
What would you have said? Did you say it's weak and bitter like something?
Yeah.
Like my
probably like you
brother?
Did. I think like my brother. I don't know. I think Dick said. I asked Dick. He said, I think you said it was weak and bitter like me. I think that's probably what I said.
Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe your mom heard what she wanted to hear and she wanted to pick a fight. Maybe she just wanted a reason to call.
She just, you know what?
Why
I don't
call me weak and bitter? How are you?
Yeah, exactly. You never call.
Did you like that scarf I knitted you? Did you get the
She
scarf?
Does knit me scarves and socks.
Because when I met her, she was knitting.
She's knitting. She's always knitting.
She sat there.
She's doing a Peruvian hat. Oh, I can't say who for my son. I whisper it, my son.
Because I'm sure he doesn't miss an iPad
he
today.
He loves this show.
I bet he does. Oh, Hank. Anyway, so you can engrave an iPad for yourself or someone else. If you haven't bought one yet, if there's a birthday coming up, obviously the holidays are coming up, or some other occasion, it's something nice to know. If you were on the fence about it, hey, you can engrave it. It's like tattooing your loved one.
Do we really have tattooing your loved one? Well, if your iPad is your loved one, sure.
Mom.
You don't need to tattoo Mom with her name, though. I think that's going a little too far.
Yeah, perhaps not.
Do we really have a viewer named Goofball Jones?
Yeah, and Goofball Jones has a cat named Bubbles.
Yes.
The reason I know this is because Goofball Jones sent in a picture of Bubbles being used as the iPad cat stand.
Oh, crap.
Which is now,
how many of these are we going to get?
It's become the battle cry of the cat people. I've awakened the cat people. Now, I know that
it'll be on your head, Sarah Lane.
You poo-poo this and you act, oh, I'm so upset about the cat people, but we're a strong people. We're good people. And as you can see, Bubbles is a Seinfeld fan, so she's not.
Oh, is that
bad.
What she's watching?
She's watching Seinfeld stand-up.
Actually, she's specifically not watching. She's got her back turned to Seinfeld.
Well, that's what cats do. They show you exactly. They say, you want to see some cat butt? Because here's what I'm giving you.
This is how I show my love.
Cats do that to me all the time.
I face you with my bottom.
What I've done is I've awakened a monster. I'm acutely aware that by asking for cat stand photos.
Oh, this isn't the last of them?
No, it's only just begun. I mean, I must have gotten about 50 this week.
It's only just begun.
So I decided to feature a couple, and then maybe we'll give it a few weeks before we go back to the cats. Next cat, Bootsy from Grand Rapids, Michigan, scented by Bootsy's hand.
She's showing her butt to you and me.
Yeah, and Bootsy says, you know what you ought to do is clean your pad.
Yeah, it's a little
clean that pad. Yeah. Look at Bootsy. I'm sorry, I'm a sucker for anybody Siamese. Or
you know, I like it that this viewer has chosen a cat that matches her decor.
Exactly. The chair, the blanket, and the cat all match. And skin tone a little bit. Finally, I couldn't leave little Teeny out from Littleton, Colorado, because not only is Teeny a cat stand. Yes. By the way, thank you to Teeny's
is
human
Teeny
Catherine
a person? Oh, there's a okay.
Teeny's
the cat.
But Teeny has ingeniously figured out that a cat scratching post can also be an iPad stand. So while Teeny acts as one iPad stand, her scratching post acts as another. I opened all these for you.
I'm dying to see this picture. I
bet you are. You've actually seen it. I sent it to you yesterday.
Oh yeah,
and you wrote
know.
Back. Oh Lord.
Did I really? Like that. Did I actually respond?
You know what you did.
You know what you did.
You know what was that? Eva. You know,
it might have been Eva.
Oh, really?
It might have been my sister.
Oh,
I don't
boy.
Know.
Oh boy. See. Okay. So this
wait
is
wait a
teeny.
Minute. There's two cat.
There's
what?
Two iPads. There's one cat. See. So there I am over on the cat stand, just hanging out.
And she's playing Angry Birds.
And she's playing Angry Birds on top of Teeny the cat.
This person owns two iPads. One to play Angry Birds on.
Yeah, that's right.
And one to do everything else with.
And by the way, she wanted to point out, if you didn't notice, that there's a cup holder in the corner that she got as a
oh, from the Photo JoJo lens cup holder.
Yeah, I guess some show that
yeah,
that you
we
did
have,
where you
we have
that
one.
Off.
You want if you ever want to drink a fine cup of coffee out of a camera lens, it's just in the cupboard
ooh,
over there.
Out of a telephoto?
From Photo
I
JoJo.
Would love it. Now,
so, by the way, she's also, this person is very much devoted to us because notice she's got the Marware case as well that I recommend.
I know. I love everything about this picture. Down to that rug. Like a Tetris rug.
Everything about
it.
No,
it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
I want to marry this person, except she's already, we can tell she's already
Catherine,
married.
Catherine, if you're single, let us know.
She's wearing a Redding wing.
Oh, well.
A Redding wing? I think I did.
Gosh, what's wrong with us? I'm the only one who had NyQuil last night, to my knowledge.
A Redding. Wait a minute. We're not done. There's a dog.
We're not done yet because I decided
crap.
The cat army may be awoken, but no dog will be left behind. So Basil, or Basil, the Cocker Spaniel from Fife, Scotland, or Fife?
Fife.
Fife.
I'm going to Fife in June.
You are?
I can go visit Basil.
How fun. Go
I
visit Basil.
I gotta rotate Basil. Basil's on his side.
Oh, Basil, what are you doing on your side?
I don't know.
You're just being a cute little Cocker Spaniel.
Maybe they wanted iPad today to be upright.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it might have been one of those iPhone photos that sometimes comes in.
I love cockers. Aren't they cute? They're just
so cute.
Look how silky
cute.
Those ears
I just
look.
Want to brush them.
Yeah. They're so pretty.
Yeah. He's a good dog.
That's a cocker or Prince Edward Spaniel. Did they say?
Yes. Basil's owner, Phil Smith, says Cocker Spaniel.
Cocker.
So there you have it. Animal people. What's next? Cockatiels? Squirrels? Rodents?
Good Lord.
We'll take them. We'll take them all. We're going to slowly morph this into an animal show featuring iPads. Just kidding.
iPads and animals together at last. This show brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Hover, HOVER.com. If you are ready to, you know, if you've got a kid on the way or you've got friends with a kid on the way, what a great gift. Register the child's name at Hover.com and give it to the parents and say, look, when he or she comes of age, he or she will have a website. And it's very affordable and very easy to do. If you go to iPadToday.hover, HOVER.com, you can sign up right now. In fact, I think if you use the iPad Today offer code, you'll get 10% off the registration fee. Reason we like Hover for domain management is it's very easy, very clean. They don't upsell you. They only sell two services, domain registration, and if you want email or website forwarding, they will do that. And that's it. That's all there is. You do have privacy controls. Automatic, you know, these other guys, they'll charge you for who is privacy so nobody can look up your name and address. Ladies, if you're registering a domain name, mm-hmm. remember that the domain name you register with your address, your phone number, that's public record. So please.
Or gents who happen to know crazy ladies.
Yeah. Anybody, really. If you want privacy, I do this, of course. Mm-hmm. And Hover does it automatically at no extra charge. That's just one of many features of Hover. It's clean. It's easy. It's fast. They've got a great no hold policy for customer service calls during business hours. You call, you're on. They will not put you on hold. They will handle your issue. 10% off your domains. Go to iPadToday.hover, HOVER.com, and use the offer code iPadToday. And by the way, I wish I had done this, and I regret it. I'm still in domain transfer hell because I'm moving everything over to Hover.
Yeah.
And this other guys that who shall remain nameless, but you know who they are, they have locked my domains so that I can't transfer it.
Why?
Well, why do you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have a great domain transfer service. They will transfer all your domains from 5 to 5,000 for one low $25 fee. And please, I wish I'd done it. Do yourself a favor. If you're transferring everything over to Hover, do that transfer thing. And you'll get a transfer deal, by the way. And they will just charge you one flat fee. And they do all the work. They do all the interfacing.
Love the Hover.
iPadToday.hover.com. They really are good. I'm really happy with them. So iPads in the wild.
iPads in the wild, which we'll go through quickly in the interest of time. But we have two opposite ends of the iPad in the wild spectrum today. The first, sent in by Mayhawk.
We have to zoom in on this page.
The magazine page.
The page of Vogue. It's upside down.
It's also upside down. What in the world?
No,
it's one of these. It's Teen Vogue, in fact. It's one of these.
Look at.
Hey, this is what's in this season.
What is that?
Sunglasses, bracelets, iPads.
iPads.
So Mayhawk said, well, this is something for Sarah and Leah. It's kind of weird. Where'd this come from? Boots, high-heeled boots, hooker boots, iPads.
Are they saying that the iPad is the cool thing?
Apparently so for the little tweeny Vogers. So thanks for that. And then next, Hayden sent in this link and said, hey, this is a really cool iPad spot in the wild for me.
Go ahead. You can say this name.
I know. It's a real tongue twister. In Ukraine, there's a party leader, the Bakivshlina.
Oh, you're doing this so well.
I know. Party leader named Yulia Tymoshenko.
Can I try it?
Yes.
It's easier if you go like this.
Okay. Here we go.
The Batkiv,
Batkivshnaya.
The Batkivshnaya party leader, Yulia Tymoshenko, is a iPad user.
She is. Well, she's not only an iPad user, but she's actually, she's kind of doing this neat thing where she's trying to get the country to, she wants the residents to write in ideas to amend the Constitution.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's all this kind of like, it's like this digital initiative that she has to
like her hair.
I know, me too. I think it's great. I wonder if it's real. Because, you know, they do hair extensions.
No, you think that? She's got a braid, for those of you not watching, she's got a braid
around
her head.
It's like Heidi.
And then her hair is like a helmet. Heidi. Like, she got her hair so tight.
I know, it's good stuff. I love everything about old Yulia.
Batkivshnaya.
Not only because she sounds like a pretty forward-thinking gal.
Sure, with a name like Yulia Tymoshenko.
Who's got good ideas, but she's also...
Ukraine in the third millennium.
She's rocking the iPad with the Cyrillic. And what's not to like about that?
That's very cool.
Yeah, so that was a picture taken at a convention in Kiev.
Neato.
Yulia. You're awesome. We love your hair. Perhaps we will skip down. Well, the reason
you're in a hurry.
We're
running a little long. We start a little late.
Yeah,
and we like to talk.
Like something
different.
Something weird happened. Do want to mention Scott, who lives in Canada, said, "Hey, just wanted to let you know that Pandora isn't available in Canada, so you might want to just remember that sometimes when you talk about apps, when we talked about our radio apps last week,
is done in the U.S. We are Americans, and I'm sorry if you listen to another country. We love it that you listen to other countries, but you have to understand that we don't really know what's available in your particular neck of the woods. Right. We have listeners all over the world.
Although I think in this case, I did know that Pandora wasn't available in Canada, and it would have been a nice thing to mention.
All right, not available in Canada.
He wasn't familiar with Canada, so.
Okay,
Thank you, Scott.
Sorry. We got to show Connor, because he was an iPad for Halloween.
Connor!
I love
that. Isn't that great?
It's good.
I don't know what it was made out of. It looks like some, like, duct tape around this. Yeah. I mean, it looks like Connor had a big piece of paper, or maybe four, that he taped together and made a bunch of apps. You can see the date up on the top and notes. And the iTunes.
He's basically begging somebody to poke him.
I know. It's really cute.
Isn't that cute?
Good work, Connor.
Good job.
I love that. Yeah.
I didn't want to leave that one out because he worked so hard.
Certainly not.
Yeah.
And then our video, this is the Vimeo link. This is Jackie from the Twin Cities area who had a really good question about iPads in the enterprise.
Oh, well, we must run that. Hello, Jackie.
Jackie.
Speak to me, Jackie.
And her video quality is amazing.
Hi, Leo and Sarah. This is Jackie from the Twin Cities, and I have the million-dollar question. My division is looking into the iPad and wondering if we can use that exclusively and no longer use our laptops.
We works need at an for architecture firm.
Email, Microsoft Office Suite, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and we're currently getting more involved with Google and the documents, the calendar, the email. And just wondering if the iPad can replace our laptop.
No.
We have people at home office and then spend a fair amount of time out in the field working directly with
you know what the problem is?
And they've been using their laptops to deliver information and work that way.
By the way, the video, I don't know what she's in a
7D.
She shot with a 7D. Oh, no wonder. I mean, look how good the lighting looks.
I know. Well, they know what they're doing.
God.
They're architecture folks.
And it's HD. So
yeah,
here's where you're going to run into problems, and it's just the one,
and
I think it's going to be fixed.
This is a really common question.
Yeah.
People go, can we wipe out our laptops? Can we just
and she said she said iPad? Google Docs, and that's where it's going to fall down because you can't yet edit Google Docs from on the iPad. They say that's coming. That's up to Google to implement.
Well, you sort of can. You can order. You can edit some things.
Yeah, but not everything.
Right. It's also it's not a fun thing to do. She also. It sounds to me that they are interested in switching over to Google Docs, but really don't use it at all yet. And it's like, if you're heavy into Microsoft Office Suite,
then
switching over
really
to Google Docs exclusively is going to be a nightmare.
Well, and there's Office 360. Microsoft has announced it's effectively on, you know, it's cloud-based Office.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to work on the iPad either.
Right.
So I think if it's typing, if it's data entry, if it's you know, documents, unfortunately, the iPad, it's to me, now, correct me if I'm wrong, it's really more for me a consumption device than a creation device. Yeah, you could do some limited creation, but if that's what
a
lot
of it
is. Yeah, well, that was pretty good. That's true. That's pretty good. I think it's better to get a laptop. Now, actually, for drawing, I think the iPad's better. The touch interface is great.
Yeah.
Something touch is better for gaming, drawing, music, but if typing, it's not so good at.
You know, until the new Airs came out, I would have said, hey, Jackie, even though the iPad is limited, it really is so mobile. There's that word again.
Yeah.
That maybe you could learn to live with Google Docs and just kind of figure out a solution because it's so great to walk around with something that's light and portable. But now an 11-inch MacBook Air is probably the better idea.
I bet you she recorded this question before the Air came out because the Air really is the one you want.
Yeah.
And, you know, I use both.
Sure.
I use both, but if it's documents, look how small it is. And
I know.
It's a little heavier, a little bigger.
You've got your keypad. I mean, if you're really doing work out in the field, not that you can't, you know,
you know what? Get both.
Yeah.
Why not? It's just money.
Right.
You're going to take it with you?
You can just
print
more money.
When you die, print more. They're architects. They're made of money.
It's fine. If you have a nice printer, it's fine.
I think that's a great question. If your Office or even Google Docs, it's not a good
It's not there
choice.
Yet.
Nope.
It's just not there yet.
Nope.
Might be, But, you know, some folks, well, they write us in and say, you know, why do you guys always say this is a consumption device? I do all sorts of things. So true. But as far as Office, you know, it's Microsoft Office Suite.
Try printing. Remember we did that segment?
Yeah.
What a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Now,
it's supposed to get better, too.
Steve says we will print.
Yes.
We shall
see. But it remains to be seen because it's not widely adopted yet. Yeah, our printing episode was a lot of fun.
That was the hardest thing to get working in the world. We want to hear from you. You should write to us.
You should. It's at iPadToday@twit.tv. That's our address. One of us, if not both of us, looks through pretty much every email. I'm sorry we can't get back to...
Named Sarah Lane.
Sometimes both of us.
I don't even read your email.
I know. Clearly.
I'm such a bad
man. It's okay. No, you're not. I just need to bug you more. It's okay.
You know.
I can do that.
One of these days, I'm going to give up drinking and it'll all change.
One of these days, I'm going to get over a cold and stop drinking NyQuil. But not today.
Not today.
You can also leave us a voicemail. Thanks to all the voicemails. I'm sorry that we couldn't get to them today. We had one featured. Maybe we'll feature you next week. 757-504-IPAD. That spells iPad. Also 4723. That's the numeric value of iPad.
Mm-hmm.
That's our Google Voice number. Or for extra points, like Jackie, send us a video because we love to see your faces. It can be a question, a comment, an idea, anything. Just try to keep it 30 seconds or so or under.
Picked a bad day to give up.
If they go on and on, then, I mean, we're late enough as it is. It's hard enough to stop talking ourselves.
Our app cap's coming up in just a bit. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you about Slingbox. You know about Slingbox. Everybody knows about Slingbox. Slingbox is the greatest, simply the greatest thing ever since sliced bread. Here's the deal. You go to a Best Buy. You buy the Slingbox. You bring it home. You hook it up to your TV system, your DVR, your satellite or cable box, your DVD if you want, and your Ethernet, your internet. You hook up the Slingbox, so conceptualize, to the TV system, all the inputs, get all the inputs on the back, and the internet. That's it, you're done. Now, when you go out on the road, you got your iPad, your iPhone, your iPod Touch on the Wi-Fi, you got your BlackBerry, you got your Mac laptop or your Windows laptop, you can see everything that's on your TV system, no additional charges, because you already, you know, you paid for your cable. You know, you want to watch the big game. You want to watch the TV show you DVR. You want to control the DVR. You could do that all via Slingbox. It is so freaking cool. Now, somebody may say, well, this is an iPad show. Where is the iPad Slingbox app? Well, I have it on good authority. It's on its way, but they have a very good iPhone app. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of time before we see that on the iPad. And, boy, that'll be a sweet deal. They also got that Android coming along. So the Android app might be the best app of all of them. And I imagine on the Android tablets, too. So it is just a great solution. Here's what you do. You go to a Best Buy. You take a look at the Slingbox. Or you go to slingbox.com and find out more. In fact, I think I have a special URL for you. Let me make sure I'm giving you the right one. I always give the wrong ones out. Yeah, slingbox.com/twit. Slingbox.com/twit. Whenever I run into, gadget guys, and I ask them, what's your favorite gadget? Even though Slingbox has been out for a few years, they always say Slingbox. It's just awesome, especially if you travel a lot. Slingbox.com/twit. And now Sarah Lane, she's got her cap on.
I do.
It ain't no thinking cap.
No. And you know what?
What?
I'm going rogue, and I'm changing my app cap on the fly because...
Wait a minute.
It's true. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, man. What are you doing?
The app cap that I was going to do, I've decided that Etch-A-Sketch makes more sense
today.
Everybody loves Etch-A-Sketch. In fact, I was thinking about it because when we were talking about Connor, the 11-year-old who was the iPad for Halloween, I thought, Etch-A-Sketch would have been kind of a funny one, too. I've seen those in the past. And then I forgot, you know what? I've got the Etch-A-Sketch app, which is only 99 cents, and it's perfect for our art episode.
I love the Etch-A-Sketch, but what you can't do is, you know what I love about the Etch-A-Sketch is after you're done with the drawing, you shake it.
Yeah.
And it goes away. You can't do that on the iPad.
So let me shake it.
Oh, you can shake it.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I know,
that's so funny.
Wait
a minute. What's that? Is that a jellyfish?
Yeah, there's a little jellyfish that I imported. So here's here's the Etch-A-Sketch.
Oh, no. You turn the knobs just like a real Etch-A-Sketch?
Well, yeah. What else would you be doing?
Oh, I love this.
Isn't that cute? It's actually really hard, which is why Etch-A-Sketches used to bother me so much when I was a kid, because I just am like, I can't make anything good. But, you know, there's always those, like...
That is so cool.
Big show-offs. 99 cents.
It's just like a real Etch-A-Sketch.
You're at the airport. The only thing that's not like a real Etch-A-Sketch, and this is Nice Viking hat, by the way. I looked away for 2 seconds.
They haven't seen it yet. Sorry. My app cap.
All right. The only thing that sucks about this is that, okay, yes, you can shake it.
Yeah.
And then it says, yeah, you want to clear the drawing? Yeah, okay. I had imported the squid, so
the squid's never
I told it not to erase the squid, right. But normally everything would be erased. The problem is that on a real Etch-A-Sketch, as anyone who's used an Etch-A-Sketch knows,
yeah.
You can shake it like a little bit and fade things and then start drawing
that.
Over.
Really?
Yeah,
that's a nice technique.
You can't do that on the iPad because it's either there or it isn't. So that's a little, you know, it's a minor annoyance for those of us who just want to have a little fun. It's not really a big deal. But if you're like one of those like show-offy, I'm so good at Etch-A-Sketch people, then that might kind of bug you. Otherwise, good time waster and little more. But again, it's just a dollar. And that's, it's just called Etch-A-Sketch. You can find it in the App Store. Good times and great oldies.
Awesome.
Yeah. Look, I made a state.
Everything I draw with an Etch-A-Sketch turns into a state.
Exactly.
I don't know what that is.
It's like, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's one of them states.
It's a squid state.
Squid state.
Yeah.
All right. My app cap, ladies and gentlemen, today is something that we've had for some time, but it's now open to the public. Hulu Plus.
Ooh.
In the past, you've been able to download the Hulu Plus application, but not do anything with it unless you were lucky enough to get in on the beta invite. Now, $10 a month. And there are still ads, but you can see the Hulu TV shows in here, and there are more shows on Hulu Plus than there are on the regular Hulu. You can watch it on the iPad, and as we all know, this is a great way to watch shows, you know, whether it's Netflix. I think Hulu Plus is a natural add-on to this. And I do hear, I am told, the rumor is that Hulu Plus will be cut in half and cost to $5 a month. At that, you know what? I think 10 bucks is too expensive. $5 a month, I think it might be worth it. You can, of course, run Hulu on your let's turn it up. Let's see. ABC.
That's a great network.
It's all conditional on your bandwidth. It's buffering.
Right.
Buffering, and it's loading.
Our Wi-Fi can be weird.
Do you like Modern Family?
I've never seen it.
It is a pretty good show.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah.
I want to get into it.
It's not great, but it's pretty good. So,
yeah.
But the problem is, it's not great enough so that I'm going to sit down and watch it or even DVR it. But now, if I'm in an airport and I got half an hour to waste, I can watch it. So I wanted to run this video so that you could see that there are still ads in here. You can see there's an ad for watching it. These companies on ABC, Fox, NBC are very nervous that you're going to start watching this instead of watching the TV. So they do a lot of things to make this, you know, a little less desirable. But I think Hulu Plus is an important application. I'm sorry it's taken so long to load.
We get the idea.
I get the idea. I'm going to go because I want to show you. So there's all the TV shows. There's a lot of the clips. Let's look at the most popular. Modern Family, very popular. Full episodes of Saturday Night Live. Full episodes of Family Guy. Full episodes of The Office and Glee.
I don't like Family Guy. What's wrong with me?
Here's something wrong with you. House. And by the way, they show both episodes and clips. So, you know, as with Hulu, you know, a lot of times there's clips, but these are full episodes as well, which I think is pretty cool. I have to say, you know, I like Hulu, and they do have, besides TV shows, they have movies. Not the first-run movies you'd expect. Some weird movies, a lot of documentaries, but some good stuff, too.
And how much is this per month?
$10 a month. That's the negative.
Yeah.
But it is finally open to the public. So you could sign up for Hulu Plus, and you could download it on your iPad, and you can finally watch
if you're
your
a Hulu
TV shows.
Fan, you know, some
people
love
are.
Hulu.
A lot of people are.
I think it's kind of like you're either using it or you're not using it, but I don't know a lot of Hulu people who go, don't like it that much. It's just okay. It's like you're either using it and you love it or you're not using it. So for $10 a month.
I missed the, U.S. only, by the way. Sorry.
Oh. Canada. Sorry.
Yeah. I think it is.
No, actually, Hulu Plus is.
See, this is why I don't. This
now.
Is why I don't say because I never know.
Yeah,
so
no,
you just have to
recent.
Supply
it's
your
recent.
Own supply your own regional limitations here. We don't know. I missed the live 30 Rock.
Oh, it was so funny.
Was it? See, so now
I
can watch
it live too.
Yeah,
I watched
so
it after
watch
the fact.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. It's like Saturday Night Live, actually.
Is it?
It's that's what it feels like because it's like a live sketch, and of course, you know,
and you know it looks like they did both live for the East Coast and the West Coast, because this is the West Coast live.
Oh, what? You know, I don't know which one watched. I watched it through Netflix.
Yeah.
No, actually, I watched it through Comcast On Demand.
Yeah.
See, there's so many choices. My goodness. So many choices.
But can you, now Comcast, and this is interesting, and unfortunately it doesn't work on the iPad. I'd be very curious. Comcast is now offering web-based Xfinity on your browser on your desktop, so you can watch a lot of shows, either the fan or some sort of Xfinity feature on your desktops, but it's flash. Be very interesting if they would offer an iPad app.
I have
would
Xfinity,
like that.
But yep. That's not going to help me out.
So, our picks again. Etch-a-Sketch from Sarah Lane, 99 cents. Hulu Plus, free to download, but $10 a month if you want to watch anything on it, and it is now open to the public. My hat, not for sale.
Caps tip to you guys.
That hat's for sale. You can get the Fez at fezorama.com.
Yeah, with the hyphens in between Fez and O and O and Rama.
Yep.
Leo, I'm surprised Tom hasn't come in wielding his knife yet.
It's a little
later
late
than possibly we've ever been.
He fears the horns.
He fears the Viking, as he should.
As he should. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on
iPad Today.
Ow.